You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, here we are with Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp. I do not have Tamara Judge because she was supposed to be doing a podcast with another person from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills who refused to do it with me, but I do have three of my gals here. Can you guess who they are? If you were to listen in right now, who would you think they are?
I think I'm a given.
Oh, what do you mean? Kyle Richards, Lisa Rinna, and Erica Jane have joined us for Two Teas in a Pod, and we are so excited to have you here, especially because everybody thought you were shading me, Rinna, when you said you would never do a podcast.
I don't do podcasts. It's just the way I said to you, I turned you flat out down and you were like, what? I was like, I don't do podcasts. I just don't do them.
Unless you're Brad Pitt, you said.
Unless you're Brad Pitt. If Brad Pitt called me and said, Rinna, will you come on my podcast? I'd say yes. But why am I here today?
Because you love me.
But why?
Because I told you Brad Pitt was going to be here?
No.
No.
What else? Why? Someone did.
So you could dress in head to toe Gucci like Dorit?
Because Dorit couldn't be here. So I'm literally in head to toe Gucci to represent our Dorit.
You guys, I wish you could see a full visual. Not only is she in a full Gucci outfit, she has Gucci, which Kyle would yell at me for this.
Platform she's serving slides. Dorit meets on Golden Pond with her.
That is so cruel.
So cruel, but it's true.
Or Henry Fonda hat.
Okay. This is what you get, Dream, for not being available today.
But you know what? Lisa says something. I don't do podcasts either unless they're friends.
Same.
You know, I have not done one since. I think I did Michael Rapaport's was the last time. So I'm here. And like Lisa and Kyle, I mean, we're here to support you, Teddy, because you are a friend of ours. And
because someone canceled on you really quickly. And I think that's bullshit, and so here we are.
So here we are.
Truth, like somebody canceled who was going to be here, who's on our show, and
right, but she was never going to. That person was never going to be on with me.
But she was going to be on with Tamara,
correct?
And then she canceled because what? You talked shit last week.
We are here because we love you, Ted.
We're here because we love
Lisa Rinna's already starting my own podcast.
Lisa Rinna, I don't. Let's keep it light. Okay. I don't do podcasts.
Well, Teddy, let me just say, can we just have like a little like thing that runs along the bottom that says, "Everyone's here's opinion is their own," and everybody
disclaimer.
A disclaimer.
I'm sure you guys don't actually listen to the podcast. However, what Tamara and I
say, not true. I watch your snippets on Instagram.
Right.
But we always say you're only as good as last week's episode.
That's true.
So the same is going to go for y'all. And I need right now just, you know, a little confirmation from you guys that you will not hold anything against me.
I'll hold everything against you. When I start
recapping the shit that y'all get into this season, because it's a lot.
I can't say that I won't, but I know that you're doing it from a friend perspective, so I'll let you go.
I think you're going to have to be objective regardless, and that we have to prepare ourselves.
Yeah, because I mean, I have to go all in. All right,
she's like, you know what? Okay. I gotta go home now.
You know what? Here's the thing: we know you, so it's okay.
All right, well, just gloves are off, ladies.
Let's go.
All right, so let's start just something casual. Each of you, who did you have your biggest conflict with this season?
I had a number of them.
I had more than one, but
anybody in this room.
Yes. I mean, there's a moment that Lisa and I have a hard conversation. Kyle and I have a hard conversation.
We have more than a hard conversation.
More than, yeah.
We
had a moment. Yeah, and I regret it, but I also, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but I do regret it. Thank you, Lisa Rinna, for the conversation, the hard conversation you had with me. And then, you know, there's also this other thing that happened in Aspen that, you know, will come forth.
I had an issue with a lot of people.
As usual.
But hold on. We also have to say one thing that Kyle said at lunch that I'm still dying about. You go, damn her, because I'm just easy to forgive, and she knows that.
That is true.
That is Kyle. Easily. Kyle forgives the easiest out of any of us.
She really does.
I think I might be the I think people take advantage of that likely too. To forgive. Or Erica. I don't know.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you, Teddy. Since you run the show, so much of my personal life has changed, which means my perspective on life has changed, which means I hold on to it more. I'm like more vicious than ever. But no, I just want to say this. I wish you were there with us, because there would have been so many times that I would have loved your clear voice and your clear perspective. And I think that's
and
fair
your
to say.
Memory, because I can't remember shit. And if you ever need anything.
How many times have we been shooting and said,
Teddy?
Damn, I wish Teddy was
Or like this, like, Teddy, what happened? Teddy, what happened? What happened, Teddy?
Well, remember. And then she'd be like, here's the thing, guys.
If only.
Here's what happened, guys.
Guys, sometimes I get revved and I like to use my hands.
That's the Rev Ted.
Rev Ted.
Yeah, but you remember everything that anyone says or does.
See, I started the show like that. And now I'm like
that's
off on this
over
other
for you.
And, yeah,
Teddy also she remembers, but she holds on to every little sniveling
nugget,
little crumb,
every nugget
where I let things go, which yes. is why you need someone like Teddy to
sometimes
keep
sometimes no Teddy does overanalyze shit where I'm like, no, that's actually not it. Like,
well, because also I have a situation where like I will read people's energy and assume it has to do with me.
Yes,
when it
yes.
has, and that was
our called paranoia.
Yes, yes,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
Like, yeah, like I would. Originally, when I first met Erica, our issues were never an issue that we had. We just read each other's energy wrong.
Yes.
And I was always like, shit, she doesn't like me. What's
it's
going
not
on?
True.
What do I need to do? What do
it's
I need
not
to fix?
True.
Had nothing to do with
I
it.
I also thought you had someone else in your ear that was not, that was swaying your opinion. And that's my
I
that's
wonder why you would get that impression.
Right.
I wonder who that person is.
Right. And I saw.
I don't see that person right now.
Could that person have worms in the. What was
Back to the question.
You just
so your
went
question
there.
Was, okay, in the beginning of the season, my first issue okay. actually was with Sutton. I actually had an issue with
you
Sutton.
You mean this
beginning.
One?
This season.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Well.
And then I had something going on with Crystal.
Yes, you did.
And then I had something with Erica.
Yeah, that's true.
And yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that happens this season.
Kyle's very busy.
Kyle's very booked
well,
up this season.
You guys kept me busy.
Well, what do you want us to keep you slow?
I mean, no, come definitely
on.
Not.
Okay, and what about you, Rena?
Well, this has been it's a hard season for me, obviously, because about a month in, you know, I lose my mom, which is obviously
horrible.
Very, very, very difficult. But before that, I have a thing with Sutton, straight out.
Okay. And when in regards to your mom and everything with that, you have the obligation to show up to work.
Yeah.
And it is an obligation.
It is an obligation to show up to work.
Well, I think that's going to be tough because people are going to be like, why are you working?
You know, but people understand that, first of all, A, you do sign on to do this and it's a reality show. So it's
yes.
whatever's going on in our lives.
Yes.
And B, we are also your friends that you can lean on. And it's a good distraction when you like need a friend to lean on. And like, I know when I lost my mom, I wanted to go and be with my friends.
Yeah, you know, the truth is my mom would have said, get yourself on that mm-hmm. plane and go to Mexico. And that is, you know, ultimately the decision that I did make.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what are you going to do? Go home and sit in your room and just...
I know you're concerned about that, but I have to step in. I have to say something. I know what a good daughter you were to Lois, and we all knew Lois.
We love Lois.
So
Lois,
I don't want
being on
you to beat yourself up over the fact that you had commitments.
I did.
Do you
and
see
I
what
will.
I'm saying?
And I have.
And
but
your
it really
mother
was both. It really was a commitment, and also like we were.
It's
there
true. It's
for
yes.
Like,
we
I wanted to come be with you guys yes. because what else do you do after you lose a parent? Like, are you supposed to go in your room and just sit and cry? I mean, grieving.
Everybody grieves differently.
And grieving is a process.
And grieving
that
under a contract
is very difficult.
Is very difficult.
By the way, everybody has to go to work.
Yeah.
There's who doesn't have to show up for their job? This is my job, yes, but everyone has a job.
That's why, yeah. No, there was never any hesitation. I know when we were FaceTiming you when your mom was... Yeah, in hospice, and just seeing the pain in your face,
really tough,
was really hard.
To go there. But everyone's been through it. You know, here's the thing. You know, I'm actually not sad that I'm doing this in a public way, because I think grief is such a taboo. It's so something that's not talked about. You're supposed to grieve a certain way or
but
not.
How do you even grieve?
And exactly, it's like it's a process, and I'm here to show you how I did it.
And every day
is
different. And some days you may take it out on other people. Some days
you'll
gonna be
see
hard
me
on yourself.
You'll
some
see
days,
all of it.
You know. Well, that, which leads me to the next question.
You're going to see it all, honey.
Did any housewife not cry this season?
Did I cry this season?
Oh, honey, yeah.
Okay, I did. Listen, I've been trying to put a lot of shit out of my...
You cried.
I think everybody cried.
Listen, I've been trying to block out a lot of shit lately.
Dorit cried.
Did Sutton cry? Did Garcelle cry?
I don't think
Garcelle cried.
Did Garcelle cry or Sutton cry?
Sutton cried.
Sutton cries always, like me.
Sutton cries
always?
That's
your bond.
Everybody cried that I can remember. Everybody. But I don't know about Garcelle. I don't remember.
If I think about one night...
Diana cried.
Diana cries.
Kathy cried.
Everybody cries. Everybody cries.
Okay, which leads... Oh, so you're talking about Diana.
Everybody cries.
What do you think of the
new
chicks?
You need to sing more.
I love Diana.
I said you need to sing more.
Well, on OC and Jersey, they've both recorded these group albums.
I said we never do that, ever.
You cannot
never.
Do, guys.
I'm sorry.
I'm not available.
We should never do it, ever.
By the way, people thought there was a rumor that you were doing a John Mellencamp collab.
I will cop to that. And there was also, I saw where I was dating your father.
You know what? That is an option.
I kind of like that idea, actually, for just like a minute.
Well, you know, hey, maybe for
a
moment.
For a minute.
I don't know if I'm ready to call you mom.
You oh, my God.
No, but you know what? I don't know if your dad's ready to fuck me. So there you go.
Another drink.
Stop. Get me out of here.
You guys, come on. You know it was going to happen when we were on here.
Oh, my God.
Well, take another slug, Teddy.
I'm getting all the scoop because Teddy and her dad and I are on a group chat. We could talk
about. Oh, my
about
God.
An
no.
inside scoop about you
and
if
just,
you do.
When I was in Celebrity Big Brother, I came out and Kyle and my dad's group chat was going off. Like, there was so many. I was like, what have y'all been fucking doing in here for 3 weeks? Chatting it up.
I love it that she chats with
her
dad.
But no, what wasn't going off was our group chat, which leads me to believe that there was some friction there. What was there something that happened between the.
Yes.
Including
like what part?
Because we were all super chatty. It was a lot. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And then I would like chime in and one of you would write back. And I was like,
when was that?
Well, here's the thing. Can I just speak for myself? Yeah. I've been so wrapped up in my own disaster that sometimes I neglect to chat, to enter the chat. And then when I do, you know, I'm taking everything very personally. I'm hypersensitive and... Somebody can look at me wrong, and I think it's like the worst day of my life. So maybe I didn't enter the chat when I should have.
Oh, now I remember. No, I remember it. Now.
We weren't speaking. Okay, but we ended up speaking clearly. Yeah. But I don't remember.
This is what happens, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like, it's look, I said, it's so funny. This came up the other day. Erica, you said that these women are like your sisters. And I said, yes, I'm an only child. I don't have sisters. But I would imagine that if I did have sisters, that these would be the women I would, you know, you lean on and you also fight with and you come together and you make up and you move forward.
And there's that common bond.
And as someone someone who does have sisters, I can.
Yeah, you do have some sisters.
You don't, but I do.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sisters, is there any update, like, after what happened on Watch What Happens Live with Garcelle saying that she had a closer relationship absolutely with Kathy than you did?
You know,
come on, be honest. How did you really feel?
I really was. So I was, I will just tell you, I was home making a pre-Passover dinner for my family, my husband and in-laws and everybody. And someone sent it to me, the clip of Garcelle saying that. And I just immediately started to cry. Aww. Because honestly, she answered it so quickly. And to she be sure honest, did. You know, the question was, for people who don't know, do you think you're closer with Kathy than Kyle is right now? And she said, absolutely.
And then she made a face.
But the thing is this, first of all, it was very pompous. Very pompous to say something like that, like arrogant. I mean, you've known her for really a reality TV show season and a half because Kathy was busy with Paris's wedding. She really wasn't there as much in the beginning of the second season compared to us being blood sisters for our entire lifetime. And family go through things and, you know, yes, we will always come back around. You know, blood is thicker than water, as they say. And it really hurt. Like she, you know, and Garcelle and I weren't arguing or anything, and I just thought she really certainly didn't think of my feelings in that moment. She just thought about maybe wanting to impress the audience or something. I don't know, but it really hurt my feelings. But with that said, I guess a little birdie got back to her and told her that I was upset, and I did get a text apologizing and saying that it was reckless of her.
Do we think the birdie was Sutton?
Yes.
By the way, she never even told me this. I just
had
this weird feeling. And
yeah, we like
tweet.
That, honey. We know you. You're like
tweet,
that.
Tweet struck. Because I was like, I'm so upset. I mean, I was really so upset. My husband kept saying, are you okay? And I was like, the whole night, I was just like, my mind was elsewhere. But then she sent a text saying, I'm really sorry. And she said it was reckless of me. But so I she did know. Acknowledge that because it really was. And actually, what the worst part of all, it creates more damage.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the thing. It creates more damage.
That's also your soft spot. Like anyone that knows you knows that you protect your family very closely. And your relationship with your sisters is complicated, but there's a lot of love there and a lot of, you know, family stuff that's there. And that's the one place that you can strike at Kyle. And it will hurt her.
And you know, and she knew that. Anybody knows that.
But do you not think that creates more damage, you know, for me and my relationship? Like, imagine her and her son have a falling out. And they're not speaking. And I'm talking to her son and I say, well, I'm closer to her son than Garcelle is right now. I mean, that's blood. Like, you can't say that.
Were all of you guys invited to Kathy's birthday?
I was not.
I was.
When was Kathy's birthday?
Well, there's your answer. Oh, my God. That was funny. Let's clear up something about that. Yes. So I was invited to Kathy's birthday dinner at Craig's, and I said yes and accepted.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Wait. I was invited last year, and I went with you.
Well, that was last year.
And with you.
Hello. Did I know that last week's episode?
We went to Mr. Chow's last year and we sat outside.
Yes, we did. Oh, my God. Yes, with the plate.
With the cookies because I was still mourning that year.
But just so you know.
But I wasn't on the show and I was all butthurt like.
I know.
I remember. Yes.
Let me clarify something really quickly because there was a lot of headlines saying Kyle and Kim boycott Kathy's birthday. There was no boycott. I was actually filming, as a lot of people don't realize, that when we wrap the show, which we call primary shooting, when we're not filming together anymore, we do interviews up until even after we film the reunion. Yes. We're still shooting our sit-down interviews. So I did not wrap until 7:30 that night, and the dinner started at 7. I had nobody home to watch Portia, so I would have then had to change and then gone to drop Portia off at a friend's. I wouldn't have gotten there until 8:30 something, so I was like, I would have missed the whole thing. So I had to last minute say, I'm not going to be able to make it. That is the only reason.
I was not invited.
I was not invited.
So the people that went were Crystal.
Sutton.
Or was Crystal Garcelle. There, or was it just Sutton and Garcelle? Garcelle. Okay. All right, so that's where we are. We have to take a little break. We'll come back and we'll dig into more stuff.
Why do we have to take a break?
It's an ad break, bitch.
Oh, sorry.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
All right, we're back. Hi, I'm Teddy Mellencamp, and we're back with two teas in a pod.
We are back, and these girls were just, it was piping hot, the tea, because they can't wait for 10 seconds for a break. We
well,
can't.
This is, well, no, this is no shade to Crystal, but I saw something the other day that she was asked about me not showing up at the birthday, and she said, well, that's because Kathy has a lot of different groups of friends, and she was invited to a different party. I'm like, no, I actually was invited to that party too. I just genuinely could not make it because I got finished filming.
I wasn't invited.
I think neither we're very clear that Rinna and Erica were not invited to this.
I just, on the record, I Erica, Jane Girardi, whatever the fuck my name is not, was not.
We were not invited.
I probably will never be invited.
I have my next question is to Rinna. Rinna,
yes,
it's happened
Teddy.
Repeatedly now.
Yes.
Do you realize that when shit's hitting the fan, I mean, I know that you've seen the memes now, but do you realize the face that
no,
you make?
I don't. I can tell you this. I am so
enamored.
Why not?
I need you to make it for me really quick.
Wait, I can't even do
she
it.
She can't. It has to be in the moment.
All I can say is these editors are the ones that find these nuggets.
Rinna!
I do not know that I make that face.
No, it's the head tilt and the face.
It's the head tilt.
Hold on. The editors made her make that face.
No.
And they pulled her up when she was a little
No, they find
puppet.
That face. I don't know
you
it.
Made,
I do not
you
know.
You made it. I remember you making it with Denise.
I made you it with Denise.
No. Do you remember in the Bahamas?
Bahamas.
The first time we noticed the Bahamas, we had that. It's called the Rinna smirk, I'm going to call it. I just called it the smirk.
It's, I find, you know what?
I do not know I do it though.
I think one of your eyes is closed, like, it's kind of like.
Here's what I can tell you, because I do remember the scene with Kathy. And I remember sitting there, and I remember, because I think I might have said it to you, I remember that my head cocking back and forth in a way, almost like a Tyrannosaurus. I thought that to myself. I am not.
That's not what I was thinking.
What a Tyrannosaurus looks like.
I remember sitting there going, cocking my head as I'm listening in a way, and I thought, they're going to get that. How weird is that?
No, but you. Let me see if I can do it.
Yes, that's good. You know, Brad Goreski does it the best.
Brad does it better than I do.
Is very much on point.
I sent him that wig.
Oh, you bitch, you did.
Oh yeah, because to get him a long straight wig. If you guys want to look good in Brad Goreski's recap, send your own wig.
Send your own wig.
Send the jewelry
and send the clothing too. We don't want that shit anymore.
You guys, I was like, Brad, you need a different wig, and I sent him the Raquel Welch Lisa Rinna wig.
That's a synthetic wig. Wait, you need to send an all natural. It's a Raquel Welch
in line is what you need to be sending.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, yeah, you never sent me.
You never sent me any pretty mess hair.
Me either.
I am not.
I'm ref.
My hair people yesterday, Angel said, I would love to do a long.
By the way,
also Laura, who does my hair, sent me a text. Oh, you weren't at the launch for the hair. I'm like, it's because it was filmed. Meanwhile, I was like, I actually
wait. Do I have my hand up like we're in school?
Go.
Can I say something? That shit has been in transit. The war China and everybody else has fucked up my supply shipment, but we'll get it to you. You know what? I'm going to get... Hold on. Where's my phone?
I'm
calling my partners right now.
If I'm going to get accused of wearing extensions all the time when I don't, let me have some so I can put some...
Yeah, I would love...
You should see how I slang that Rinna Beauty lip gloss.
You sling it better than anybody. Thank you. And you know I appreciate that.
I know.
You do.
By the way, do you know what's in the bottom of... Like, if you ever look in the framing of my... Pretty Miss Hair. What's in the right here?
I don't Rinna see Beauty. It. I need to see it.
Well, the boxes are right there.
All right, honey.
Subliminally
look down on the floor. She's thinking about you.
No, it's right there.
I'm like, how can
boxes.
I sell
look
this
right now?
Look
at the bottom left corner of the screen on the floor next to my slippers.
No, Erica.
See your
no, I like
product.
It front and center.
Well, we're selling my shit right now.
I know, but
you
I
bitch.
Need it in your mouth while you're selling your shit.
Rinna Beauty, Kyle and Shahida, all in by Teddy. Let's go. Right now. You know what? I'm getting killed for not delivering
products. If you'd like to visit any of our websites, tap the link in our bios. Okay,
you better.
On.
Wait, can I ask you one question? Do you want this length that you're currently rocking?
I don't know. Long. Do you guys think I should stay this length?
No,
or
go longer.
Go long.
Just
get
I like it long, but if you need extensions,
what
you
do you
longer.
When you want? You know what? We'll talk about this after. But if you want more length, I can certainly give it to
so
you.
So maybe we should do that. So then, when I want a break from the short,
right?
Who knows how long it'll take?
And then also
to
too, we can color it and shit like that if that's what you want to do.
Okay. Perfect. We also need to talk about the new Housewives. Because
Ooh.
I
okay. met who's the new Housewives?
Diana. Well,
Diana and
oh,
Cherie.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
Cherie. So I met Diana the one time I filmed with you guys this year where I didn't actually film with you when I was working for Extra and everybody treated me so terribly that it was.
I did not.
Not you guys. Not you. That it was the worst day of my life and that I decided that I would never film with Housewives again and then turned down the Harry Hamlin party and the Kyle.
Were you
going
to come to the Harry Hamlin party?
If that wouldn't have happened in the desert,
yeah,
I would have.
Right.
But that
why
was,
did you turn it down, girl? We want you there.
No, because I didn't like how I was treated at that party. I felt so...
But not by us.
Not by you guys, thank but you. Some of the other women. Not Diana. She was lovely.
Diana is cool.
Diana's cool.
My least favorite thing about a housewife is a housewife that pretends that they hate to be a housewife.
If you hate doing
this so much...
Why are you here?
And also, why are you telling somebody that got fired?
Like, who's doing that?
I don't need to hear you venting about how much you hate your job.
Somebody
when I'm
do
work-
that on the in doing press?
When I was doing Extra, working for Extra at that event, a couple of housewives were venting about how hungry they were. They wanted to go eat over at whatever the steak place was across the street and blah, blah, blah. And
I have a feeling I was getting in trouble. Next question.
Anyways, that's when I decided to start saying no to any of my drop-ins. And unless I was ever holding a diamond, I wouldn't go back because of that feeling.
Oh.
So that's why I couldn't go to Harry's.
Yeah, but I like having you there because honestly, I remember not this season, but last season at Kyle's death Christmas party, I call it the Christmas execution party that I walked into. I remember you being such a source of clarity and being... You know, just like, hey, everybody in this room has had legal problems. You either are with her or you're not. And it was something like that. You were very clear, very concise. You're either going to be wait or you're not going to. You're going to judge Erica right here and now. And I really appreciated that because that's the kind of clear shit that we need. And you wrapped it up beautifully. So I hate to hear you say that because I think that
for
especially
because we want her there.
Right. Because,
well, because
especially
I really
be honest,
am not I really will take each situation as it comes.
As you should.
Bad,
as you should.
But I can't help myself. It's like my own like mental issues.
But
like,
I think also too that there is this sort of myth that because the four of us here are friends that we automatically stick up for each other. Lisa Rinna let me have it on a personal level this year. And she also called me and she was like, hey, you better fucking pull your shit together right now because you're in real danger of losing me as a friend. And
I didn't say that.
Well,
say that exactly.
You didn't say that
she
exactly.
She heard Rinna.
Yeah.
Did I give you the look? This is what happens on these shows.
Did I say it? But that's
she
what we heard. Did I
give you the older look? Sister, like, hey, bitch, you know what? You need to pull yourself together. And I respect her for it. Because it's not this alliance that people think it is. It's not teams. You really should have.
I have a question speaking on, you know, what happened at that dinner and what's continued to happen the last 2 years. Do you feel like your story has been used to kind of be almost like a scapegoat to everybody else's stories?
I think that my story was overwhelmingly covered in a lot of places. Like,
but
I couldn't,
it was bigger than anybody's story.
Yes, and I couldn't get away from it. And it just kept going on and on. And every day there was something new. There was a new case filed or there was a new something. And so it was almost like you could not talk about it. Right. That's what we're here to do. We're here to talk about what's going on in people's lives. Believe me. Do you think I wanted to slap on a pretty face in an outfit and get over there and get my ass kicked every day? The answer is no. Is it what I signed up to do? Yes, it is. So I had to do that. And, you know, look, it was.
That's what so much often when people don't realize, like, for example, you show up, we're not in a good mood or we feel overly emotional.
Or you feel like sensitive. Yeah.
It's our duty. Yes. To show up,
yes,
whether we want to or not, even though we know this stuff is coming at us. And obviously, you don't want to be there necessarily, well, and you are. That's why I appreciated that even though things were going down, you still showed up every time.
She never left. Like, she never left. Yeah, run. She didn't run.
The scariest moment I ever had with Erica was when we were in Berlin.
Red latex.
I could kill Doreen for that moment because I finally got the balls. I honestly like tried to
be it was a really good moment for you.
It was a terrible moment because then Doreen goes, she's scared of you, Erica. After I thought I had these, I looked honestly, like a little peanut. I was like, and then Erica, I feel. And then Doreen's like, she's scared of you. I was like, fuck.
See, latex will do that to you.
It sure will.
Let me hear them, Erica. Huh? Let's hear your pants.
Hear
you also got a reaming from like Chris Cullen that night.
Did you get in trouble?
I was late.
She was late to the.
Right. I was
and we
late,
were in the
and I,
and sprinter.
That, but that also.
Sprint it.
Hold on. That also produced the most used meme of me and the bicycle
right.
almost hitting me.
That's
so
right.
you know what? Sometimes there's magic in the. In
we
the,
have to tell the backstory of this. So we yeah. all. They never showed this, but in Berlin, we were all waiting on a couple of people a lot of the time. It just, that was.
Eric and Dorit.
Meanwhile, we
can
were,
I say something though? That's also,
looks,
as, you know,
they did.
As you know, Teddy, firsthand, sometimes those things are super tight
and especially if you're yes. creating looks, all of it. I'm only saying this because our main producer, who we all loved
so
to
much.
Death, and the fact that we all love him equally shows how good he is at his job.
Chris Cullen.
Chris Cullen, we love you. But,
we love you.
And we miss you.
We miss you so much.
A lot.
But he, we all got to the boat early and they were trying to catch a sunset or something and Erica wasn't there.
Right,
and so
right.
we had just entered the boat. They made us leave Erica, but they never showed any of this. And then we all of a sudden heard Erica getting a tongue lashing outside to get on the boat. And we all you've never seen all of us sit up straight or start chugging our drinks. And we're like, let's go.
Oh, no, I got my ass kicked. But, you know, I've got my ass kicked several times. There was a time that Dorit and I were in the bathroom and the door was kicked open. I mean, there's shit like.
Really?
Yeah.
Like people don't get that. Like, you know, we're getting on this boat, you know, they're trying to, you know, yes, they're following our lives, but like our, you
There's
know,
40 people
DP is wanting it to look beautiful
certain,
while we're
and
doing
I
it. And they're like,
to
we
want to
get the sunset, but we're waiting for Dorit to get powdered down to fit into her. I mean, Erica to get powdered down to fit into her
my latex top. But you know, and that, but that also, see, like I equate that to if you're wanting a shot.
I know.
You know, so I equate that. I'm like, wait a second, I gotta get in my, you didn't give me enough time. It's like when I met you guys at the zoo, when we got to have up close personal contact with the panda.
Yeah.
And I was like late for that. And then I came home with the most nasty double throat lung infection ever
Everywhere.
From Berlin. Remember when I was riding
yes,
around
you
with you
dying.
In the back of the limo and I had like, I was like,
right.
Lisa, I'm dying. Yeah.
Well, I feel like now's a really safe place on the podcast to tell you that the pretend amnesia comment was.
I knew that wasn't you.
Oh my God.
Oh, you just
I love you so much.
But it wasn't that he was telling me to say it. We had gone to dinner the night before, right. The three of us.
Planted the seed.
And I was so pissed leaving the dinner because you were annoyed at me or who knows what.
That's the whole point.
I breathed and you were like giving me the look. And I was like, why does she not have my back? And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't know. It's like pretend amnesia. And then I was like, I didn't even. And then when I said it in real life, it wasn't like it was
stored in your memory bank.
It just was stored in my memory. He never told me to say it. It's just something that he was like helping me vent through. And then I was like, holy shit, I just really stepped in
but
it.
But you know what? That's fine. And like looking back on it. And if you look back, I go, you know, this is what I hated was that I say, you know what? That may be true. I can't remember, but it could happen. And then you go, I don't know why you're pretending like you have pretend amnesia. And I was like, fuck, I said I don't remember.
Nothing is better than Rena in Mexico saying, I don't know. Did I say? And the memes of Lisa Rena.
You know what? We got to tell this story.
Are you
going
to tell the story? Okay. If you're willing to tell the real story, I'm willing to go back it up with
Hold
you.
Hold on. We have to take a quick little break and then we'll come back with the full story.
We
got
to pay the bills.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
Big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free. If you're a new member, subject to change. Terms apply.
All right, so now we're back and we're all going to be talking about the meme. You know the math equation where Rena's making the face and
I can't remember what I said.
Okay, so I need the backstory on this.
Okay.
Okay, so for like 4 years, I'm going to say, I was taking sleeping pills. And I don't know if you've taken sleeping pills over a period of time.
Never. I'm high on life, Renna.
I took a sleeping pill that, you know, I just took it every night because I could guarantee I'd go to sleep.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
As you do. That's how it works.
It worked.
So what I can tell you is this sleeping pill erases your fucking memory.
I testify because I was on the same one.
Which one? Is it Ambien?
Restoril.
Restoril.
It's a benzo. So yeah, oh. I was taking
what is
it.
A benzo?
Well, I don't know, Johnny Depp.
Well, we're not making excuses. We're just telling you what happened.
I'm okay. just telling you what happened.
Telling your experience.
And I'm not going to say that.
I'm perking up because I've never heard this yet.
It's the
I know,
truth.
I know you haven't.
I'm finally sharing it. Yeah, Erica
I've
knows.
I've known for years.
I'm sweating.
And it's not an excuse. It's that I finally figured it out because I'm no longer on the sleeping pill. And so the minute I got off of the sleeping pill, because it's very.
Hold on. I need to ask you a question. Was the sleeping pill when you sang the Lola song?
Which Lola song?
What is that?
What Lola song did I sing?
You know the Insta video where you're like,
Lola.
Oh, when she Lola passed away.
Lola had died, and I was just very sad. Teddy,
no, Lola was the dog.
Teddy.
Lola was the Rottweiler
Teddy,
that passed
away. I was
really
fucking devastated that the dog
Teddy,
had died.
Teddy, I hope you're happy with
yourself. Teddy, her dog died.
So, Rinna, from my perspective, I was like, I've caught Rinna red-handed, and I was like, what? I don't remember. Did I say that?
And so I really, funny. In that moment, didn't fucking remember.
But it got the best memes out of it.
Who cares?
You'd already gone to sleep?
No.
It doesn't. It's an
I'd taken
it's
it for a period
effect.
Of time. So if you take it, it's a side effect and it affects your memory. But I don't know this until I'm
it
off
happens
of them,
to you.
And
until
I'm
there
like.
Memes about you.
And all those. No, seriously.
No, do you remember in the limo when I asked you? You know, it's probably one of the first times you and I had done a scene alone. We were together alone in the back of the limo. We were going to your house. Your
yes.
sister Kim was going to be there.
So I had the
and
bunny
you
in
said,
my fucking hand.
Right. It was when she had the bunny in her hand. She gave it to Kim. Yes. But in before, we were driving around yes. and she goes, I thought it over and I talked to Harry and I did say those things. Okay, cut to my life falling apart. I'm on the exact same medication. I call up and I go, Lisa, I know exactly what happened. I can't remember shit. Things are erased. I'm searching for words. She goes, Erica, that's sleeping pills. We were on the exact same one. So I'm not saying that's an excuse.
I'm not saying it's an excuse
it's
at
just
all.
Actually,
I just realized.
We realized that it
and
was
kind
of. And
what season was this?
Were you on with the bunny?
No,
now?
I think.
So it's before
no, but
your
Rinna
season.
Did give me a bunny for Duff.
Amsterdam? That's different.
Amsterdam?
No, after, because
well,
I wasn't
on
for Amsterdam.
Then too, but
so I want to say it's my second season because
well,
Yolanda
was
wasn't there.
I was on the sleeping pills for 4 years, and then I went, you know what? I got to get off of these.
Yes.
And I got off, so successfully, I got off, thank God, because it really fucked with my memory.
It really did.
It's the true story.
I feel like you have a pretty good memory now.
Well, because I'm not on those fucking pills.
Well, so on that same token, how has the show changed since you guys each first started? You all started at different times.
Oh, my God.
Well, you should go first, because, Kyle,
yeah,
you've been there.
I can't even... I mean, this show has changed so much. Right. I mean, when we started the show, we had just come out of 2008, where everyone Ugh. Lost all their money and God. People were struggling, losing their homes. And this was supposed to be a show about opulence and yeah. lifestyle. And we're like,
yeah.
well, we don't feel comfortable talking about this. And they used to do this thing where they'd say, how much was this party? And I'd be like,
They still do that.
I know, but I don't even
And they hated that I would not.
Well, I grew up saying you don't talk about money, so I would say
they ended up putting the price on the bottom.
The numbers, and I was like, this is very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. It was also, you know, none of us had glam hair makeup. We would go get ready and whatever. So that was like another thing. Obviously, in 12 years, the world changes and we're changing, we're evolving and all of that, and the show evolves with that. But in that sense, you know, that has those things really stand out to me a lot, that it's very different. Obviously the people are different, so the dynamics are different, but the world's different now than it was 12 years ago.
Very.
You couldn't make the jokes now that we even made 12 years ago. The things people said in 12 years ago, if you were to say it now, oh my God,
no,
I can't even think about
done.
It
Do you yeah. find yourself censoring yourself? Like when do you find yourself sort of thinking, look, I want to say X, Y, and Z, but if I do, it treads on a place that perhaps won't be received well.
Well, I think in life,
yes.
we're all thinking like that now.
Very well
I'm not even thinking about the show. In life, you think, okay, Well, you know, everyone has to be careful with how they say, but yet you also have to stay true to who you are.
That's true, too. And that's, you know, it's a fine line. And that's walking the razor's edge. Exactly. Because, you know.
But even during the pandemic, I would watch, you know, people give hugs on TV and feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so exactly. It's just how things are constantly evolving. Like,
well, I think the world is really, we've received really like a 1-2 punch. If you think about pandemic and you think about all the social changes, unrest, however you choose to say it, there's a lot of different things at play now. And so what once used to be permissible is not. And it's hard because you're asked to tell the truth and you're asked to give your opinion. But what's right and what goes over the line and what doesn't now is very
sensitive.
Especially
when you're on a show like Real Housewives.
That's my point.
That's where it. I'm finding the struggle when I, because now I'm watching as a viewer. Like, no matter, I'm watching all the different, I had never watched the franchises before, and now I'm watching all of them. And sometimes I'm watching it, I'm like, this is the last thing that I want to see right now. And sometimes I'm like, this is amazing. Either I'm learning from it, or it has to feel like an escape. If right. it feels-
Well, that's why you have to evolve with the times.
Yeah, that's like, if you're not evolving and it feels too stagnant, or if it feels like forced friendship, I'm not interested.
So season one with Camille, I mean, everyone saw the stuff that went down with Camille and me. And the only, I mean- I think she was on the cover of In Touch or one of those saying.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be one of the naked photos that we used to.
No.
Oh, that you give her a hard time
only,
at the barbecue.
The only comeback she had for me was, oh, you're a bully, is what she said to me. And at the time, that was like the word of the moment. I know it sounds weird now.
No,
because,
I understand.
But for me, a bully, when, you know, that in those times was the little boy you'd see in the movie that was picking on the kids on the playground. Of course. Wasn't used like it is now. It was like just becoming a thing. So I said to her at the reunion, quit using the buzzword of the moment. Can you imagine now with the bullying that
well,
goes on?
Well, I just did in the trailer, honey.
Seriously.
So yes, I can. I just used the buzzword of the moment, and that is the word victim. So
Okay,
there you go.
Well, let's talk about the trailer a little bit. Do you think that the trailer depicts the season?
I think it's a great trailer.
It is great, but what was even better about it is it's only a teeny little snippet.
It's a snippet.
Only a snippet.
It's so true.
There's so much more.
There's so much more.
If there was one scene that each of you could remove from this season, what would it be? All right, Erica, you go first.
I have my hand up first. And yeah, that is the, we're in Aspen. We have had dinner and we go to
the girl's house. They were staying in a separate place from
my
house.
Garcelle, Sutton, Cherie, and Crystal were staying somewhere else. And I got into it very heavily with them.
You'd remove that?
I'd remove that because I haven't seen it. I experienced it. But what I experienced was bad. So I can only imagine how bad it looks. And then I went, I went wild.
Don't give too much away.
It was bad. And it caused a problem between Kyle and myself. I'm regretful. Obviously, we've been friends for 8 years now. So, and my relationship with her is important. So, clearly, we've worked it out. We're sitting here today.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say.
Oh, my gosh.
Which would you remove?
Not the last.
I was
going to
say, I'm trying to think which
don't
season.
Get your pad and paper out. We're just talking about this.
Which one you want to say. You want to say Munchausen, but you can't. We've already gone through that.
You know what? I've already paid my karmic debt for that. I really feel that. Like, and I think it's okay now, and we're going to move on from that. I think that the hardest scene for me this season, I don't think I would remove it, but when I do have a breakdown over my mom. And it's just a painful thing to know that it's coming.
Oh. It was hard to watch. Yeah.
I break Is this down. In front of the other women?
Oh, everybody. Like, I fucking lose it. Like, lose it. Like, I never have.
Is this in...
It's at Dorit's house.
Dorit's house.
That's all we have to, that's
okay,
all
I know. I was say. Just trying to think of time frames.
So, I don't necessarily ever want to remove a scene because, you know, that's what we're here to do. But that one, I think, is the most...
That's going to be hard for you to watch.
For me to know that's coming.
Okay, so for me, I'm going to do something weird because I only have one thing in my head that I can think of. Is there something you think I should remove? I'm going to ask each of you.
Oh, not that I can think
From your perspective, if you could, if you were my friend, like.
That I can think of.
That I can think of. I mean, I've always thought of you to be I very never, level-headed, even though sometimes.
I can't think of one, actually, to be honest.
Like, you know what, Kyle? I would love to say that I've had, like, a real falling out with you, but even though we've had, like, you know, we've had our disagreements or whatever. I can't think of any time that I thought that Kyle was dirty.
Does that make sense? I truly think, and this isn't me kissing Kyle's. For all of you guys that want to like jump,
you mean
on,
you had group therapy
and our group therapy and sleeping in the same bed and me being obsessed with Kyle. I really do think that Kyle is the glue of
she
the entire.
She absolutely
I said
is.
That.
Like she really is.
Absolutely.
And I said that.
We oh, all know. We all love
it's
you.
It's true,
and
though, Kyle.
Honestly, watching you on Girls Trip made me so excited. I don't know if you guys saw
no,
it, but
no.
I've seen some
Kyle
of it. Yes.
On Girls Trip was 100% Kyle. Like yes. Just hilarious yes. All the time, making us laugh. And that really is the Kyle that we are around.
That
all
is the Kyle that we
that
know.
Is.
I often thought there's no Beverly Hills without Kyle.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, so we looked to Kyle
quit,
as our leader.
If Kyle quit,
right?
I'd be like, what
yeah,
are
so
you leader?
Don't tempt
April
me.
Fool's joke. Because
well, hold on, before we get
that.
To the April Fool's joke, I'll just tell you.
Yeah,
I mean, there's one
remove?
Moment where I had on that super, which I thought was a sexy dress. I mean, I bought
you.
It so I thought I'd wear it with the black suit with the sheer. And I went to Garcelle's birthday, and then
oh,
I
those
did
pictures
split.
Were not great.
I really fuck
you embarrassed Teddy. Yourself.
By the way, you know what, Ted?
I wasn't there.
But forgetting that,
I thought you looked
I
hot in the
trailer.
Like,
can
hold
I
on, say something? Else?
Eric
that's
and I were not
night,
at our
right?
best that night.
I'm not going to
wait. I thought you looked hot in the trailer.
Teddy says I didn't.
Teddy, I thought she looked hot in the trailer with that bra thing happening because I wasn't there.
No, not the trailer. The pictures that they all posted from that night.
The group shot. Was
the
like,
group shot where Kyle has like one eye and she's
I
like,
girl, I'm in the front on one leg with one leg out.
By the
like
way,
showgirls.
Oh, I actually posted about it saying I'm not looking forward to this episode because I look like I was about to dry heave while talking to Sutton and Diana.
Oh, I didn't know that that part
that
of
the
trailer.
Was
the
same night.
Can
no
I
bueno.
Just say something? I had a good time with you.
From what we can remember.
Yeah.
I'm so I sorry remember. I missed it.
So
I'm sad.
You
weren't
there.
You
wasn't
to,
there. The fake April Fool's that I was quitting.
Oh, yeah.
I did not do that, by the
so,
way.
I'm all of a sudden, I didn't see anything on April Fool's. I don't know. I think I was in Mexico or something for the kids' spring break. And our mutual friend, Latal, sends a text message. And she's like, congratulations. You finally did it, Kyle. And I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
I got a lot of that.
And
did you really?
Took guts.
Yeah.
Good for you, girl. That really took courage.
I didn't believe it for a second.
I was
like,
she ain't going nowhere.
It was because.
Bitch, that
don't
bitch isn't
so
going anywhere.
True,
but what?
Nope.
What? I really have no idea. Someone did that as a joke. I saw it like Daily Mail. I don't even
it.
Know. It was a post like April Fool Kyle. I don't even know. And then they did the hashtag that it was an April Fool's joke, but everyone thought that I had quit and left.
You're not quitting.
And then I just felt bad because, I mean, I think about it all the time. Let's be honest. After 12 years, obviously, I think about it more than ever. But I would have told you guys first or
yeah.
You know, so I was like having to make calls and saying, just so you know, I mean, I didn't do this as a joke. And
it's funny because I think that, and I can't speak for any other franchise, and I'm not pretending to, but the relationship, and you know this, Teddy, even though, quote, you're not on the show, you're still a part of our lives. And yeah. That means something to me because we wouldn't be sitting here. If we didn't love you,
this because
I don't do podcasts.
I don't either.
This is something I actually talk to Tamara about
and
often.
And
on
that's
show.
Something I know when you Kyle did Ultimate Girls Trip or whatever it's called. No shade. I haven't watched it, but you said, look, you know there is a camaraderie and a bond in Beverly Hills. I'm not going to speak for anyone else, but I'm just talking about us. Like when Dorit's home invasion happened, I know the first person to tell me was Lisa Rinna. I talked to you, Teddy, and we were all on the way.
Yeah, we
Kyle
were there.
Kyle was working. She came after. But the truth is, I threw my phone down. You, Teddy, were coming out of the gym. I was coming out of the gym. You got out of bed, Lisa. And we were all there. Not because there was anything other than our friend was in danger. Had a horrible
scared,
thing
and
happen
it had
to
an, And I the more that I have watched the other shows like and talked to actually Tamara, who, you know, I do all of the podcasts with, in OC, she says, like, there's things where, you know, it has to be the first person that walks in the door. That's
I've never
a huge
thought
thing.
Of that in my entire fucking life.
Where to sit, where to do this. I'm like, I have to tell you, we didn't have any of that.
No. None of us could care. We don't care.
And there is not, there's not that in Beverly Hills. There isn't that situation about marriages or relationships or anything like that about trying to be the most powerful.
By the way, I saw
money.
That a lot on Ultimate Girls Trip.
Did you really?
Did you?
Yeah,
did.
It's apparently very
it was
different.
A very, I noticed, I'm not going to say names. I get myself in enough trouble on our show. I don't need to cause problems on other things. But I saw, you know, who had the egos, who wanted to be front and center, who was very unaware of the cameras, who was very aware of the cameras.
But you could see it a little bit if you watch it. You could see them taking selfies. Like, they're, you know, when we're in, you know, the Sprinter vans,
yeah,
you would watch on Girls Trip, the girls are like fully doing their photo shoots, like the ones that Dorit did when
Meanwhile,
she was late.
Meanwhile, you threw up in the van in Provence. Lisa and I were passed out in the back.
Sleeping.
I just want to be very clear with the audience that when we're in Sprinters, we're fucking cussing everyone out. Stop filming me. Like, we don't want that shit. Like, leave me the fuck
nobody
alone.
Nobody cares about being the first to enter. Nobody cares about the main seat.
We
nobody
don't even
cares.
Care about the rooms.
There's a main seat?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, who's
going to
get
the... There's a main seat in the Sprinter?
In the Sprinter?
Way, people...
Yes!
Did you know that, Lisa?
Oh, no,
the
know
funny
that.
Thing is... Let's tell them our trick.
What? Is
what?
It? We want the worst seat.
I was saying, no, we're trying to sit in the back.
Like, we want the worst seat.
So the back where the camera's not so close to our face and we don't have to talk as much.
That's exactly right. I'm trying to hide in the back so I can go to bed.
Let like, these new bitches be in front of us to talk while we take a break.
Let these new bitches talk about something.
I still haven't given me any juice about the new ladies. Hello. Okay. I need to know.
Right. Diana's cool as fuck.
Okay. Diana's amazing.
Diana's
well,
really
I
cool.
Liked yes. her. I liked her when I met her.
I'm going to tell you something. She's no bullshit, down to business. She
super
has
super smart.
Super smart and has Quick. An incredible personal story to tell that far outweighs anything that, and I'm just going to say this, any of us have ever been through in this room.
For sure.
And I mean, if you get a chance to interview you should have her on.
Yeah.
If you can. She's, I mean, I aspire to the level of no fucks that Diana gives.
She really 100% gives no fucks.
Runs, I think she's great.
So
she
that part in the trailer where she says, like, you want a new villain?
Here I am.
Here I am.
And I was like,
and that's her.
There's a
that's
lot
her.
Of moments like that. She's just like, oh, please, I know what
Who
you're
does she butt, head with, butt heads with the most?
Everybody.
Sutton. No, Sutton. Garcelle.
Oh, shucks.
Bitch,
That well, was about Sutton more than Garcelle at that one, just so everyone
Sutton,
knows
Garcelle,
before y'all come at me.
Crystal, she knew before the show.
Do you not get
show?
Along with Sutton? I forgot that.
No, I get along fine. With This is the part that's confusing to me about Sutton, is that we...
It's called cameras.
We have social graces. Like, the, you know, she'll send me flowers for my birthday. She's that. It's let's get drinks, but you never actually schedule the drinks.
I think that's just life. That, she always does say she wants to do that.
But when I saw her at Porsche's bar mitzvah, is it bar or bar?
Bot.
Bar is boy, bot is girl.
Yes. When I saw her at
Even
Porsche's bar mitzvah, she came up to me and I was not mic'd. I had said I was not filming. And of course, when a housewife approaches you on
you know
camera,
it's on.
You know then all of a sudden the little
boom, the boom
following
comes.
You. And she's like, oh, I didn't realize that the dress that you had on was appropriate.
What
she
that
said
mean?
That to you?
And I was like,
mean?
Well,
what
I sent it to Kyle before I chose it.
What does that even mean?
I mean, you guys have very different tastes. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, but
she has a very unique style.
What were you
style.
Wearing? What's that? Well, who cares?
I'm sexy. I don't know. She was wearing something that had like 52 heads on it or something.
What were you
like
wearing?
Seashells.
I can't remember what you were wearing.
Here's the thing I don't like. You know what I don't like? Here's what. And maybe I'm just speaking for me. I like everyone to be themselves. I want people to be their own individual personality. If you want to show up in this and you want to show up in that and I show up looking the way I do, why can't we all just
coexist? Why bring that up? And that's the one
thing. Well, that's
thing.
My point is that it's not a competition for me. It's just this is my lane and I'm gonna do it. If you want to look like however you want to look, I celebrate that. I always want all of us to do well. I always want all of us to make as much money as possible. Why are you laughing at me, you fucking...
Because it's true, but also
what?
Like,
you thinking of what?
But she's always had a thing seashells. With my outfit. She always she wants to comment that I'm boring, that I wear these outfits.
But that's listen.
That's Teddy. Who I. I'm a basic bitch. Get used to it.
Well, there are more basic
no,
bitches
you
than
are
there
not.
Are fabulous bitches. So there you go.
If you were a basic bitch, we wouldn't be sitting here.
No, you would because every friend group needs.
We'd
one.
Be too bored.
But that's, you know.
But what I'm saying is that everybody's comfortable in the style.
Here's the thing with Sutton. Here's the thing with Sutton. She has a very sarcastic sense of humor, and it can come off the wrong way to certain people. And I don't know. I always, like, got that, and I'll, like, tease her back. Our relationship is all about being sarcastic back and forth to
oh,
each other.
Oh, bullshit. That's just that Southern bullshit.
That is her passive aggressiveness. No. I want her on. I really do. I want
Teddy,
to talk to her.
That's a great way to
Teddy,
go about it with the seashell dress.
Teddy, can I say something?
Well,
ask
it
you
was
a question. Were you raised in the South?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what's going on there?
100%.
Thank you. You and I can both.
It is subtle.
You.
What does that mean? Put downs. It's like,
oh, like
it's
bless like, her heart.
It,
that
bless
thing?
Her heart. It's like when I first brought Edwin back to South Carolina, I said to him, I go, people are going to ask you where you went to school. And
they're going to ask you your family name.
Yeah. And I said, they don't mean high school. You and I both didn't graduate from college. So this is going to.
So just make up a lie.
No, I said. You can't. No, I said. So just be like, I didn't, and move on. Oh. And he couldn't follow the instructions. Uh-oh. And he's like, Huntington Park High. And I was like, no,
he didn't.
The what? And I'm like.
And control Teddy. Controlling Teddy was very upset
but
by
like,
this.
Those, it's just those wrong types answer. Of things. They're questions that you are meant to fail.
Well, okay. I know you guys have had issues. I and by the way, Sutton and I get into it together sometimes. Trust me, but we always work it out.
I know
I'm getting a little. I don't think she's doing that on purpose. Listen. I really think that is. It's almost like this defense mechanism. She has a sarcastic sense of humor. I know maybe from the South, you have a different take on it. I don't know. I don't think she.
Here's the thing. I feel like Teddy that I understand all the hidden messages. You know, it's code.
But is it that?
I do too, and I'm not Southern.
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying that's the question.
No.
I'm somebody who goes, I don't think they mean it like that.
I have a question. Here's the difference. Can she take the
coming
at me? I'm getting revved. Do you think that she can take the joke back? No.
No.
She's never been able to. Here's the thing. You and I can tease each other because I can take the joke back. And you can be like, I'm Rev Ted. And then you can walk like me in Provence and you can do all the things and I can laugh. She has not been able to laugh
cries
at
and
herself.
Retracts.
Yeah, and then it's, oh, why are you all coming against me?
But I will, I do, you know, our relationship is very based on sarcastic humor. But yes, I see what you mean. Yes.
As long as you don't actually joke with her back. But is anyone in this room going to own up to the 1975 phone?
Yes.
It was Tom's.
That had to be 1947.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, my.
If Tom has a burner phone, that's definitely his office.
Listen, that man had a flip phone and a 70s
and
push phone.
And he needs to learn how to recycle, I'll tell you that.
Listen, I don't, well, hey, you know, we're all on the eco-friendly thing.
Okay, so we have two games to finish up.
I love a game.
All right, the first game is all of our husbands or ex-husbands. We're playing Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Oh, God.
Kill.
We have to pick one of
you.
These.
We have to pick
between
one.
The three of ours?
All no,
that,
four
that's
of ours.
Fine. That's fine. I'm totally
fine.
No, it's fine. I'll be honest, you know, with everything that's happened, it's okay. It's not good, but I'm at peace with whatever comes my way.
You
so,
start.
Okay, I'll go.
Who
I'll go.
Are you, married,
you
fucking
go first.
And killing?
Who? I'm not marrying anybody because I will forever be married.
No, you have to pick.
The game, marry,
the game,
kill.
Marry, fuck, it's kill.
I don't know how to play this
oh,
game.
Oh, I'll help you. Okay, so if
you
it were
start
me.
It then. You start
unfortunately,
it, Teddy.
Only Lord. Because of age, I would have to kill Tom.
Yeah.
I would have to.
Listen, it's an individual
fuck
game.
Harry, because the one time I saw him with the nails, I don't know that I could be married to the acrylics.
But you would have sex with him.
And then I would have to marry Mo because I like the way he is with my kids.
Okay, I would marry Mauricio, have sex with Harry, and
kill
just...
Kill Edwin?
And kill Edwin.
No,
I, you know what?
No, he's
no,
never
no.
going to let you
wait,
let
hold on, wait, I did, wait, strike that.
Hold on, we can also add PK into
that's
the mix.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, let's add PK.
I was going to kill PK because he's been mean to me. But everyone hear this, actually, PK and I, he was very kind to me during all of this turbulent time. I really appreciate his friendship. He's been, look, we started off on a wrong foot like Dorit and I did, but I do consider him a friend and he's been very sweet to me. And so, yes, I would want to kill him, but I don't now.
But I think Dorit wants
okay,
to
so
kill
me,
him from
I
time to
know,
time.
Who are my options? How many men do I have to choose from? I've got
only
Mary Fuck
and Dorit because Dorit's supposed to be here, but she went
Edwin's
to Santa Barbara.
On the table too?
Edwin's on the table.
And Tom?
And Tom. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
no,
you
Tom's,
have so many amazing options.
Listen, Tom's on the table, man. I'm here. Bring it on.
Well, so if I, what
it's not my fault.
So if someone doesn't get mentioned, what happens to them?
Then they're... even worse than being killed.
They're forgotten about. By the way, PK, his ears are already perked.
He's like,
and he's already waiting for me to pick him for something because and not to be killed. Because when he had COVID, he'd send me a text every couple of days. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. Thanks.
You know what? I'm going to start texting PK because he and I don't text. And I have a feeling that he and
I
would have a great sex.
We PK okay, and if I can't text,
you know what? I'm going to text
husband.
Him now.
You cannot pick your own husband.
Well, no, you can't.
Okay, so then I would. I'm going to marry PK.
Really?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you fucking marry Harry Hamlin?
Why wouldn't you marry Edmund?
He can kill me.
You have a type, Kyle. And, you're not even
and then I will have a threesome with Edwin and Harry.
Okay.
And I'm going to kill Tom.
That's my girl. And you can kill Tom later. Listen.
That's how we do it, girls.
Can I go back and revise my...
Who are you killing? Who are you killing?
Poor Tom. I killed Tom. I'm sorry. I killed him.
Everybody's we're killing Tom, but you know what? We love Tom for wherever, whatever.
What am I going to do?
That it's was really fine. Clever.
Oh, my God. I forgot my own husband. Oh, my God.
No, you can't have your own husband.
No, you can't use your own husband.
You
can't
use him. Not an option for me.
Okay, Brenna, you had to play. You did not want to play at my birthday. You have to play now. You don't have a fucking option.
I didn't want to play at your birthday?
No. Yeah, because Harry was there.
By the way, I know Teddy's been playing this game since the first day I met her. And I was like, this is the weirdest game I've ever heard in my life.
It makes me so happy.
You played this in Hawaii, Camille Grammer's wedding.
Yeah, I did.
I am going to
marry.
I'm going to marry Maurizio.
Everyone wants to marry my husband.
Yeah. I'm going to
fuck.
I'm going to fuck.
Don't you say Harry?
Not Harry. I'm going to fuck Edwin. I'm going to fuck Edwin and
PK.
Edwin.
Edwin. Edwin and Adrian.
I know. I'm going to fuck Edwin.
My threesome was so much better.
And I'm going to kill. Tom. And what will I do with PK? I don't know.
He's on the side, honey.
You know what? I'm going to go shopping with PK.
What would you do with Mike Nylon?
PK. I'm going to go shopping with PK.
Or Christian Strack.
Or Christian Strack.
Rinna's going shopping with PK.
Rob Mink.
I'm going shopping with PK.
Oh, well, Rob and Crystal. Rob wasn't on the table.
Rob wasn't on the table. Bummer. Christian wasn't on the Shucks. Table. Mike Nylon wasn't
got
on the table.
We were served up here today, but I just want to say something really quickly. When Doreen had her home invasion, PK showed up with like Balmain leggings or something.
Yeah, he
or
did.
Something else. Or I forgot what they were.
They
said,
were.
Tell me you're Dorit Kemsley's husband without telling me you're Dorit Kemsley's husband.
I know.
So it that's was, a good guy to go shopping
right?
with.
Like, I
no, think my husband gets listen, impatient with the shopping. He's the man to get you everything you want.
Everything.
But I'd still like to have a threesome with your husband and your husband. So there you go. Oh, it's something about the Spanish.
Well, everyone wants to marry him.
I have to ask one last question. I know we're supposed to do Never Have I Ever, but we ran out of time. So my next question and my final question is, yeah. Are you currently having sex?
Yes, and it's good.
One
is this
person
the person? Is this the person you couldn't say
way,
back then? The
and
same
by the way,
one?
She won't tell me. She
no,
won't even tell me.
Liar, no, I'm more than one person.
Oh, it used to be you're such a fucking liar, Camille.
No, 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 that's not true.
She won't
you
fucking
lie.
Tell me.
No, no,
you
said, Kyle, look at me.
Erica, look at me. Old or young? Old or young?
I do not know.
Younger.
She has not told me.
Younger than you.
Younger than me.
Is this the Oscar winner?
No.
Oh,
she was a fucking
him.
I never had sex with that person.
I knew oh. him, but she didn't fuck
guy
him.
That lived in your apartment I complex.
No. I don't live okay. in an apartment complex.
So no, not person? The complex, the condo complex. The guy,
no.
Not.
We do no. not know so who Erica is, fucks.
No.
Okay, we don't need to know any names because we're not going to get, is he
no.
famous?
What?
Is he famous?
No.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Leave your review on tonight's episode. Anywhere. Say how great we are. All the things. Five
say
stars.
How rude we are.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.